Today's reading begins in Ezekiel chapter 25, verse 12. Ezekiel 25, verse 12. Thus says the Lord God, because Edom acted revengefully against the house of Judah, and has grievously offended in taking vengeance on them, therefore thus says the Lord God, I will stretch out my hand against Edom, and cut off from it man and beast, and I will make it desolate. From Teman even to Dedan they shall fall by the sword. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to my anger and according to my wrath, and they shall know my vengeance, declares the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, because the Philistines acted revengefully and took vengeance with malice of soul to destroy a never-ending enmity, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out my hand against the Philistines, and I will cut off the Cherethites and destroy the rest of the seacoast. I will execute great vengeance on them with wrathful rebukes. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon them. In the 11th year, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, because Tyre said concerning Jerusalem, Aha, the gate of the people is broken. It has swung open to me. I shall be replenished now that she is laid waste. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Tyre, and bring up many nations against you, as the sea brings up its waves. They shall destroy the walls of Tyre, and break down her towers, and I will scrape her soil from her, and make her a bare rock. She shall be in the midst of the sea a place for the spreading of nets, for I have spoken, declares the Lord God. And she shall become plunder for the nations, and her daughters on the mainland shall be killed by the sword. Then they will know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will bring against Tyre from the north Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings, with horses and chariots and with horsemen and a host of many soldiers. He will kill with the sword your daughters on the mainland. He will set up a siege wall against you and throw up a mound against you and raise a roof of shields against you. He will direct the shock of his battering rams against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. His horses will be so many that their dust will cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of the horsemen and wagons and chariots when he enters your gates, as men enter a city that has been breached. With the hoofs of his horses he will trample all your streets. He will kill your people with the sword, and your mighty pillars will fall to the ground. They will plunder your riches and loot your merchandise. They will break down your walls and destroy your pleasant houses. Your stones and timber and soil they will cast into the midst of the waters. And I will stop the music of your songs, and the sound of your lyres shall be heard no more. I will make you a bare rock. You shall be a place for the spreading of nets. You shall never be rebuilt, for I am the Lord. I have spoken, declares the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to Tyre, Will not the coastland shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded groan, when slaughter is made in your midst? Then all the princes of the sea will step down from their thrones, and remove their robes, and strip off their embroidered garments. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground and tremble at every moment, and be appalled at you. They will raise a lamentation over you, and say to you, How you have perished, you who were inhabited from the seas, O city renowned, who was mighty on the sea. She and her inhabitants imposed their terror on all her inhabitants. Now the coastlands tremble on the day of your fall, and the coastlands that are on the sea are dismayed at your passing. For thus says the Lord God, When I make you a city laid waste, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I bring up the deep over you, and the great waters cover you, then I will make you go down with those who go down to the pit, to the people of old, and I will make you to dwell in the world below, among ruins from of old, with those who go down to the pit, so that you will not be inhabited. But I will set beauty in the land of the living. I will bring you to a dreadful end, and you shall be no more. Though you be sought for, you will never be found again, declares the Lord. It's a little bit shorter reading for today, but we have a few pronunciations, a few condemnations, prophecies against these various peoples. The first was Edom, back in chapter 25, verse 12. Edom was related to Israel through Esau, if you remember. They were a neighbor to the southeast, and they were on the southeastern corner of the Dead Sea. It's a shorter passage than the pronunciations against other areas, but yet God has judged them, and he has found them unworthy. They shall know his vengeance. Another short one is the Philistines. They were Judah's neighbor to the west. The Philistines were a thorn in the side of God's people for a very, very long time. He says they acted revengefully. They took vengeance with malice of soul. That enmity between the Israelites and the Philistines goes back to the time, even to the time of the judges. Then we have a prophecy against Tyre. Tyre is what we might think of as a city-state along the coastline where there was lots of trade. There was a port there. And usually when we talk about Tyre, we mention Sidon along with it. They were the same civilization, but they were individual little city-states. And Tyre was well fortified because of how you would get to the city, and so there was some haughtiness involved there. They didn't think they could be overcome, but of course they were surprised because the Lord had judged them. As much as they had glory and renown amongst the world, they were going to be brought low. They were a city that was watching these events happen and gloating over the destruction of Jerusalem, as was the case with a lot of the neighbors of the Israelites. They had an influence on them toward idolatry. The more the Israelites traded and intermingled with the peoples around them, the more influence those peoples tended to have on them regarding their religion. That completes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.